Good morning, we're continuing Maseches Peah. We are up to Mishnah Dalet. Yesterday we learned Mishnah Gimel. The last thing we learned was that when a Baal HaBayis has leket in his field, he has to be careful about how he's going to water the field and how he takes care of the field to ensure that he doesn't drown out everything there and ruin it. Mishnah Dalet talks about an interesting case. Baal HaBayis, Shaya Oivar Mimakim Lamakim. You have an individual. The Mishnah refers to him as a Baal HaBayis. And Baal HaBayis means he's someone who owns property. He's not a poor person. But he was over Mimakim Lamakim, he was traveling. At the time he was traveling, again in the times of the Mishnah, you didn't have a credit card, you didn't have a debit card, you couldn't make online transfers. And at the time that he was traveling, he ran out of money. And he was hungry. So he wasn't able to travel, and he couldn't just get money on demand. So he was stuck. He had no choice other than to go into someone's field. The only way that he was able to eat was by gathering some of the leket, the shikhu or the peya that was left in someone else's field. That's how he was able to sustain himself while he was out on his travels. So halacha is yitol. He's allowed to take any of these matnasanim, whether it's ma'aser ani, if it's shikha or it's peya. Leket makes no difference. He's allowed to take it. However, the Mishnah says, "Ukshiyachs of the Vesoy," he gets home and he accesses his bank account. Then Yishali, he should pay back the aniyim of that town because ultimately he caused these aniyim not to be able to get the leket shikopeya. Now, in truth, he wasn't really poor, and he really was somebody who had money. Just circumstantially, he found himself in a situation where he had nothing to eat. So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Eliezer, actually, he's allowed to take the leket shikhu and peya because he's hungry, but when he gets home, he should pay back the aniyim of the town where he took it.
He's got to send the money.
Yep. Chacham say it's not true. At the time, he was poor, and it's kind of comparable to a case where, say, a person has no money. And the next day today he has no money, he's hungry, he goes into a field and he takes the matnos aniyim, he takes the leket shikhu and peya. The next day, he strikes a business deal and he makes $1 million. So, of course, he doesn't have to pay back the aniyim from yesterday because at the time that he took it, he was poor. At the time that he took it, he was entitled to the matnos aniyim. He was entitled to take it. The fact that he has money at another time doesn't affect that. That's really the logic of the Chachamim, that even though in his name there was money, but the money was not accessible. He couldn't use it. He was hungry. He was just like any other ani. It happens to be the next day he finds himself in a situation where he has enough money. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim. He does not have to pay it back. There's a shaila whether or not mimidas hachasidus, whether it's the proper thing to do, even if a person doesn't have a chiyuv. There are times when people don't have chiyuvim to do things, but nevertheless, it's appropriate and proper for him to pay back. The Rambam writes that mimidas hachasidus, this person should pay back those aniyim because ultimately he was not poor. He had money, he wasn't able to access it, so he should, since he is somebody of means, he should pay back those aniyim. However, the Gra disagrees and says he's not chayav to pay them back, not even mimidas hachasidus. Do one more Mishnah. Hamachlif imho aniyim. This is Mishnah Hay in Parakeh of Mishnah Peah. Hamachlif imho aniyim. B'shaloi pater b'shal aniyim chayav. Someone is switching with the aniyim. For whatever the reason was, he wanted to give, he didn't want to rip off the aniyim, but he didn't want to give them the specific tevuah of leket shikhu and peya. So he switched with them. He says, you know what, you leave the leket shikhu and peya, and I'll give you in its stead whatever its equivalent is from my tevuah. The halacha is, since we learned the leket shikhu and peya is not chayav and meiser, what he ends up having is not chayiv and meiser, but what he's giving to the aniyim, he has to take off meiser before he gives it to them, because if he doesn't, they're going to lose out by having to take off a percentage of it and give it to the kahanim or to the other meisers, the meiser rishon, to the levim. So he has to take off the meiser before he does the switch. Shnayim shekibu es asada barisus. Two aniyim, two poor people, were looking for work.
They found a job. They found a job where they will work as a sharecropper for somebody. So basically, they get a percentage of the produce that comes out of this field. Halacha is, since they now have ownership in part of the field, they can no longer take leket shechel and peah from that field, because you're only allowed to take leket shechel and peah from someone else's field. If you own the field, even if you're an ani, you cannot take leket shechel and peah. So these guys, they have a chelek, they have some ownership in this field, so therefore they're not allowed to take from what's left over of this field. So what should they do? Zenosin lezeh chelko maiser ani. Zenosin lezeh chelko maiser ani. Each person will swap with the other person. He can take the matnas aniyim from the part that the other one got, because ultimately they're both aniyim. They can't take from their own field, so they each take from the other person's half. Hamakabel sada liktzar. If a person accepts upon himself a job to cut a field, to cut that, to harvest the field, aser v'leket shechel upeya u'maiser ani, is not to take leket shechel maiser pani, because it says v'leket kitzircha lo salaket. What you're cutting from your cuttings, you can't take. However, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when is this halacha true? That is only when he's taking a percentage of the field. If the owner tells him that after you cut it, what's left over of what is cut, you can take a third. So it only belongs to him after he already cut it. In such a case, then he's allowed to take leket shechel and peah. But ma'aser ani, he cannot take, because that only becomes a chiyuv afterwards. And therefore, since in this case he takes ownership over the field after it's cut, so he's allowed to take leket shechel and peah, but he cannot take ma'aser ani from it. Stop here at Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.